Our Old Testament reading today comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to those bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil, and then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." And our New Testament lesson is from Romans, chapter 8, verses 6 through 11. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, also through his spirit that dwells in you. Amen.
So in light of Patty's absence, we are going to start during this time by acquainting ourselves with our new Worship and Rejoice hymnal and having a little hymn sing. So there was a request made 2 weeks ago, which ironically we were going to sing the hymn last week, and then none of us were here. So we're going to start with "He Leadeth Me," which is number 499. We will just sing the first verse of "He Leadeth Me."
Thank you.
If you have a favorite hymn and would like a verse or two of it to sing, please flag me down. I know everyone's anxiously looking through the back because I completely did not prepare you to be put on the spot. Now it's a rush. There's a little cluster of hymn finders. Yes, Jerry.
In the Garden, number 300.
Oh, hey, and that was our prelude today as well.
That's my favorite.
And please notice, everyone, it is not taped in the front of the hymnal.
Right.
It gets its own page. 300. Do you have a favorite verse? Are we doing all three verses?
I think we should.
All three verses. Perfect. Number.
Got to make a little explanation.
You may go for it.
When I was a younger boy, younger than I am now, I went to camp up in Maine on Lake Sebago, which had no homes on it at the time. It was pure. It was great. And every Sunday we had a church service, and they had in the trees in a birch cove was where we held our church services. And you would look out over the lake and through the woods. And that's where I learned this hymn, In the Garden.
Excellent. In the Garden, number 300. All right, Pat's take. Oh, excellent. Chris, I'm coming to you. Unless you want to yell it out.
I number 727, America the Beautiful.
And do you have a particular verse? Let's do verse 1 and verse 4, number 727, America the Beautiful, verse 1 and verse 4. Better lead it then. Oh, not a.
No, it's nothing can trouble us.
Not a te turbe. Yep.
And you can sing in English. I'll sing in
Spanish. 421. It's called.
It's
nothing can trouble, and Carolina wants to point out it's only two short lines.
Yeah.
So, why don't we sing it through twice? And you can sing it in English or Spanish, she says. This one's been popular as of late, and it will also please Earl. Number 559, Here I Am, Lord. Let's do all three. 559, Here I Am, Lord.
Thank you.
Number 426, Blessed Assurance. Let's do verses 1 and 3. Again, that's number 426, Blessed Assurance. Verses 1 and 3. Sorry, Rosemary. Number 344, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Which verse do you like?
Okay. Verses 2 and 4. Number 344, I have decided to follow Jesus. Okay. Number 496, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And Tony says we only need to sing verse 3. So verse 3 of 496, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Stone, I think you've got the winner. This is the last one. Number 730, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, verses 1 and 4. And that's 730. I would like to extend a very big thank you to Rosemary because she was pleasantly surprised last evening when I asked her to do this for us. So it was very kind of her to oblige us in that way.